Jeffrey Dressler, the attorney that just joined us, and he is so involved in this whole boxing situation that we're talking about, the third annual Willie Pep Invitational, taking place on September the 22nd, 2018, at the Mandel Jewish Community Center. And you met Jason Concepcion, and also Sammy Vega. They're all here in the studio with me. But I want to welcome Jeffrey Dressler, the attorney, who is, by the way, he's going to call the fight. Good morning, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the former U.S. Marine from Hazardville, Connecticut, now making his home in the hearts of WDRC 1360 AM listeners wherever they are, the undisputed, undefeated host of Morning Talk Radio. Here is Bad Brad Davis.
I don't believe this.
The champion. You know, we are in the presence of champions here.
Oh, my God.
You know that Sammy Vega was a seven-time national champion, former national junior Olympic champion, former national silver gloves champion, former national two-time PAL champion, formerly ranked number one in the country, number four in the world, Sammy Suave Vega.
Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you.
These are the role models that came out of USA Boxing. And now, as you know, Sammy's was the president of one of the largest Latino agencies in Connecticut.
I know.
Executive director of Mega Education, coordinates 70 schools here in Connecticut, a school in Puerto Rico. He's on Catholic Charities. He's on the NRZ. I can go on and on and on. But this is what happens for the kids that are involved in USA Boxing in the gyms around Connecticut, because they are mentored, they are watched, and these are kids that come from some pretty tough backgrounds, and they go on the straight and narrow. And I know that Sammy traveled the country and represented our country looking for that gold medal. So we have a belt here that is,
when I saw that,
I want to see this on you.
I said, my God, what a medal. And I understand that the young man lost it or something. Somebody took it.
Well, Jason, you want to come in on that?
So Nate the Galaxy Warrior was a unified world champion at 140 pounds. He's out of Jacksonville, Florida. And when his mother passed, when they were settling her effects, it grew legs and disappeared. So he's been without it for a number of years. The same thing happened to Marlon Starling after the Breland fight. For whatever reason, the WBC belt never got back into his hands after the draw. And this year is actually the 30th anniversary of that rematch.
Really?
And Magic Man and Mark Breland will be at the Connecticut Boxing Hall of Fame Gala Dinner on the 13th of October at Mohegan Sun. And that'll be the first reunion in 30 years.
We have such a rich history of boxing here in Connecticut. And sometimes we take for granted our own champions. Moochie Starling, who was the real deal.
Oh.
WBC, welterweight champion
Johnny
of the world.
Duke, all he's,
Johnny Duke. Johnny, the dinosaur. May rest in peace. And how many lives did he has touched? He has touched just so many with his gym in Bellevue Square. And I remember, jump in.
And also now, you know, I just wanted to take a second to you know, we lost a titan from USA Boxing recently. Roland Roy was president of USA Boxing for 20 years. And he and Phyllis, you know, really brought me in 6 years ago and welcomed me with open arms. And, you know, we lost one of the good ones. And his selflessness that he instilled in me when it came to boxing is a standard that we should all strive for.
Sammy keeps in touch with boxers around the country, and some of these are world champions now. The camaraderie that these kids learned traveling around together, competing with one another, are learning the respect and the science of the sport. carries with him for life. It's part of his fabric. These are threads that are woven into the fabrics of these young men and women.
Jeffrey Dressler, that's his voice. He is a tremendous lawyer, and just has done so much with young people. There's no question. I remember the Johnny Duke days, and that's just when everybody was together. Everybody helped each other, and when I found out that you were doing this, I said, "My God, you got to come on! You got to come on this program!" And here you are.
You know,
you were a little late, but that's all right. I forgive you for that.
I'm early for the next show. You know, when Hartford had all of the projects, Charter Oak, Bellevue Square, had the San Juan Center, all of these kids competed against each other. And for the amount of years that we have been doing this, and we're talking about in the early 90s, the San Juan Center was built in 92. I want to thank George Cruz for all that he's done for all the kids from this. It's Bright Futures.
George has been on the show many times.
He's done so much for so many kids. There was never an incident at any of the fights. They came there to compete. There was a rivalry. But they respected the forum, they respected each other, and they respected the sport. This is what USA Boxing does.
You know, again, when I think, Jeffrey, of you, I mean, you're an attorney and a darn good attorney. You love that. But when you got into this and this whole thing, the third annual Willie Pep Invitational, I was telling the guys before you got here that a big fundraiser we did with Willie Pep and raised enough money to give a whole area of the South Park Inn a place for the kids and the men
good place.
To sleep.
Great place. And they do
and
a
you've
great
been
job.
There, of course.
Yes. Well, we, you know, I got to tell you something.
And you've given, too.
John Scully used to take Sammy, and they'd go to, and they'd just walk into one of the shelters with a bunch of sheet pan pizzas, surreptitiously, just to bring some food and some joy. You know, they'd go to the different shelters, and this is what they learn. They learn the art of giving. And I got to tell you, I think this is the brainchild. This is the Willie Pep Invitational. Like I want to congratulate Jason Concepcion. This is born of the brainchild of this is his idea. He developed it, and he brought it in the community, and they've gotten behind it. And what he's done is unified this community. You know how when you get a fire that starts to go out, you have to move around those embers and reinvigorate that warmth.
That's right.
And that's what Jason Concepcion has done with this competition, this Willie Pep Invitational, and giving credit where credit's due, honoring one of the greatest fighters of all time.
What I've got to ask you this. I never have before because you've never been on the radio with me. I've met you many times. But as a lawyer, and you're a good one, not making that up, you're a very, very good one, but what was it about boxing that got you, as a lawyer, to get so involved? And you're deeply involved.
All right, here's the deal. My training is martial arts. I've been training in martial arts for about 40 years.
How many?
40.
40?
40.
Wow.
So I was training with some kickboxers at the at that time, the San Juan Center. It's now Bright Futures. When there was a small area that was cleared out of an abandoned warehouse. And there was no bathrooms. We had to go outside to go to the bathroom. And the kids were there, and some of these kids came from tough neighborhoods. Sammy was 10 years old, and he's one of the 10-year-olds that hauled out the dead rats, the trees, and the refrigerators out of an abandoned warehouse and built that gym. And they wrote on that wall, "This is our gym. We are family." And that's what they created, a family. And they were there. They could not get into that gym unless they went to school. They couldn't train unless they did their homework. And this would solidify these kids. And out of that gym, we've had when we did the Olympic box-offs, we had in that gym the Olympic teams from Russia, Cuba, Ireland, Italy from all over the world that would come through that gym. And a lot of it's coordinated with a promoter, and George Cruz made sure that things happened in that gym. So this is what happened. And from there, I started funding the rehab of that gym. And we did two ESPN internationally televised cards out of there. So it has a history. And right now, I think it's going to be a subject for redevelopment. But we got involved, built a new gym with Johnny Callis. It's called COBA, Charter Oak Boxing Academy. It has an educational center where the Trinity students come every day to tutor the students. We have a women's empowerment program out of that gym. So this has evolved to really take care of the kids that come into that gym to box, to train, and just to be in invigorating environment, a healthy environment.
You know, the reason that I wanted you on the program today, I know this guy, of course, very, very well, but the reason I wanted you is because I remember Johnny Duke. I remember all these kids, and they were fabulous kids. Mm-hmm. Moochie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was nobody like Moochie.
Magic Man.
And but again, you are concerned about them. You wonder if it goes on. And now we know. I knew it's been going on because of you folks. And I just think it's fabulous that the folks listening to the radio will understand that, yes, this is still a very, very important part of a young man's life.
And woman's life.
And women, too.
We, you know, on the Bully Pap, we're going to have at least two female bouts. And, you know, to speak to your point, you know, it takes a special kind of energy to want to box. You know, everybody thinks they want to box until they get punched in the face.
And, true.
So it takes a special kind of energy to get back in the ring, to lace up the gloves and want to box. And if we don't give the youth of Connecticut and, you know, in the wider nation, a positive channel to focus that energy in a good way, things can go south. So I really want to give credit to the parents and the coaches who keep these kids involved in the programs, especially the coaches who spend the time, often, you know, with no pay, taking money out of their own pocket to pay for gas and equipment, taking them all over the country, Utah, West Virginia, Tennessee. You know, I really got to give them credit because that's where the real work is done, is in the gym with the coaches. And I just wanted to acknowledge them.
COBA's director, Johnny Callis, has a master's degree, three-time All-American, Connecticut Boxing Hall of Famer. Sammy, what did the boxing mean to you growing up?
Well, first of all, I want to talk more about this belt.
hey, can you hold that? Hold that. Now, I'm going to take a break. I don't generally do this, but I'm going to take a break here, and I'm going to have you go right up until I say so long for today. I want you to stay, okay?
Sure.
So just hang on. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes right after this.